Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, all right, we still got monkeypox. And my concern now is monkeypox is in my neck of the woods. It looks like Nevada has become the 18th state to detect a case of monkeypox. Now, it's a gentleman. He has not needed to be hospitalized. He is isolating at home. The Southern Nevada Health District said, there was some domestic travel, but not necessarily international travel. So, Nevada becoming the 18th state to detect the rash means it's spreading. Spreading slowly. You know, we have one case. We've been talking about monkeypox now for about a month. So, I like that it's slower than COVID, because, man, is COVID ripping across the nation right now with these new variants. But I also wonder if we're really having everybody come forward, you know? If the average person is hearing that monkeypox is not as deadly as it could be, they might stay home. And they might say, hey, guys, I got COVID, so I'm staying home. And they just aren't going to post their monkeypox pictures on Facebook. Everybody's posting their COVID tests. Everybody's posting how they look with COVID. But with this one, I don't think they're going to be posting. So when I hear that we have had another 12 monkeypox infections reported, bringing the national tally to 85, I just have a hunch that that number is a lot lower than it should be. The new cases mark the biggest day-on-day rise since the outbreak began. Nevada becoming the 18th state. Glad we represent. Man was in his 20s, recently traveled from another part of the U.S., tested positive for the virus, is at home. An update from the CDC says some patients were facing pain or bleeding around the anus, not previously associated with the illness. Pain and anal bleeding is not a typical symptom of pox viruses. CDC for years had on their website that monkeypox could be spread by large respiratory droplets. Now, that's starting to be questioned a little bit, and they think it's more skin on skin. I mean, we know you could get it from bites and scratches and things like that, and close contact. But this is intriguing. Pain and bleeding around the anus. So that starts to make people think, in the medical community, that this could be sexually transmitted. And that the virus is infecting the mucosa in the area around where there could be penetration. Pus-filled blisters, not fun. In fact, in Chicago, the first city warned people who feel ill and have rashes to avoid any of the summer festivals to limit the risk of spreading the virus. Overall in the country, or in the world, we've had about 2,000 cases reported across 40 countries, most of them in Europe. But in terms of states, 16 cases in California, 16 cases in New York, 10 cases in Illinois, 9 cases in Florida, 6 cases in Massachusetts, 5 cases in Hawaii, 4 cases in Colorado, 3 in D.C., 2 in Georgia, 2 in Pennsylvania, Utah, and then Arizona, Nevada, Oklahoma, Ohio, Rhode Island, Texas, Virginia, and Washington reporting a case. Multiple countries. We aren't seeing a lot in Asia, as many as we're seeing in terms of Europe and Australia, South America, Canada. So there's almost more questions now the more we know than we started with. So when we have one case, right, we contract trace, and we ask that one case, who were you with? Give us names. We're going to reach out to them. And it's an honor system. Yep. I mean, no one's going to, you know, beat you or torture you or waterboard you. You know, they're going to say, look, you know, give us your contacts. If somebody had sex with somebody and they don't know who, then the investigators are going to ask, well, where did you have sex with that person? Now, description of them. And they'll try to get some more information. They'll find out where you met, what bar, what restaurant, what dating app. And then they'll try to trace back. But you'll have some people that'll just not remember. And a lot of people are, you know, engaging in sex when they don't necessarily, want to be sober. And some people might not even remember who their sexual encounter was or who they danced with or bumped and grinded up against or whatever. And so I think one of the reasons why it might be a little slower for us to contact trace and get, you know, some more numbers is because I think people are being very shy about opening up on, you know, with what they're doing. If the majority of the cases are happening with men who have sex with men or in the homosexual gay men community, and some people have not come out, then they might not want to be open about that as well. What we cannot do is stigmatize anybody with monkeypox, stigmatize or assume that it was a sexual encounter, or assume it was a homosexual encounter. That if somebody has monkeypox, again, it can be spread just like with chickenpox, just like with smallpox. It could be spread by close contact. And I still do believe there could be spread respiratory droplet. But this wave, or this little epidemic of it, is acting differently than previous ones. We usually don't see monkeypox, you know, go throughout the world. So there's a chance we could be looking at a different strain. We could be looking at a completely different virus. So it is a little intriguing. So, you know, if at all you have fever, body aches, headache, feeling tired, swollen glands, that could be the start of monkeypox. It could also be the start of COVID. It could be the start of flu. Stay isolated. And if you get the rash, get yourself tested. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So since the 80s, I would hear people say, I wish I could just sit on the couch, take a pill for exercise, lose weight, and be done. And I'm like, well, what about let's get physical? Aren't we all doing aerobics? Come on, people. Come on, let's get physical. They're like, nope, not for me. I'm not going to get in a leotard. And I'm like, there is going to be no exercise pill. As a doctor, once I was in medical school, I'm like, well, they could technically have a pill that revs up your metabolism, causes some twitching of your muscles to maybe, you know, simulate muscle movement, but you're not going to really improve your bone mass because it's not going to be real exercise. But the thing is, is taking care of patients who were wheelchair bound, who had paralysis, who had issues. I'm like, we got to do something to keep people's muscles active, to keep people's heart active. What do we do? So researchers at Baylor and Stanford universities say they have reached an important step towards condensing some of the benefits of exercise into a little baby pill. The researchers at Baylor Professor of Pediatrics, Baylor Professor of Pediatrics, Dr. Yong Zhu, and Stanford Assistant Professor of Pathology, Dr. Jonathan Long, say they have identified a molecule produced in the blood during exercise that has successfully reduced food intake and obesity in mice. They said regular exercise has been proven to help weight loss, regular appetite, and improve the metabolic profile, especially for people who are overweight and obese. If we can understand the mechanism by which exercise triggers these benefits, then we are closer to helping many people improve their health. So they said we wanted to understand how exercise works at the molecular level and to capture some of its benefits. For example, older or frail people who cannot exercise enough may one day benefit from taking a medication that can help slow down osteoporosis, heart disease, and other conditions. And you know how I say if you want to stave off dementia, you got to exercise. What if you can't exercise? Or you live in an area where it's hot, or there's flooding, or there's and you can't get out of the house, or you're worried about COVID. So there is applications for this. This could be cool. It is not supposed to replace somebody who could actually get out there and exercise. The pair of researchers identified an amino acid known as LACFI. When they gave doses of the I think it's pronounced LACFI. Could be called LACFAY, but I'm going to call it LACFI. When they gave doses of the amino acid to mice that were fed a high-fat diet, they observed a 50% decrease in food intake over the subsequent 12 hours. The researchers also found that humans and even racehorses produce the same amino acid when undergoing strenuous physical activity. They said our next steps include finding more details about how LACFI mediates its effects in the body, including the brain. Our goal is to learn to modulate this exercise pathway for therapeutic interventions. So that does not mean that the pill is ready. It doesn't mean we have it. And I have, again, what, for 40 years I've been hearing people, and maybe even before that, and I was too young to remember, you know, them talking about coming up with a pill for exercise. But we do have the ability to look at the metabolites. I think we do have it in us where while we are grappling with high blood pressure and diabetes and high cholesterol and depression and obesity and osteoporosis, there is a huge pharmaceutical push for us to come up with something that can mimic exercise. Our exercise is going to go down. Our exercise will continue to go down. And the reason why is because people are afraid of crime. People are lazy. People hurt. People are getting older. And so, you know, even though I think, you know, exercise is you know, one of the coolest things. I love when I exercise. I feel better. I think it's something that if you're going to brush your teeth, you know, in the morning and brush your teeth at night, you need to have exercise in the morning, exercise at night. I just feel that you have to get moving. Our bodies were never designed to be in a car or never designed to sit at a computer or sit in a radio studio. Our bodies were designed to hunt and gather. So you have to replicate that. But if we can't, then we are going to need to, in addition to our blood pressure medication and our high cholesterol medication and our diabetes medication, you know, and everything else that we take, we might need to have something that helps us with our metabolism. It stinks. I just wish we could just live healthy lives, but you have some people that can't. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a study that looked at 100,000 adults, and they found that lockdowns did not cause weight gain. What? They say we gained before the lockdowns even happened. Academics claim society's waistline may have bulged less than expected during the pandemic. In the year before the virus struck, people gained an average of 9.9 ounces. But adults only gained 3.2 ounces during COVID's first 12 months. See, I didn't gain weight with the COVID lockdown originally. And the reason why is because I was so aware of working out and all that, and most of my workout equipment is at home anyway, that I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be eating in and you know, and I still worked. So I was already working from home. I was doing telemedicine since 2019. I was doing my show. So I didn't gain the weight until later because that's when I had my surgery and things like that. But, you know, but I think a lot of people did gain weight. I saw them gain weight. Experts say their findings based on 100,000 people in the U.S. dismiss concerns that shutdown orders only worsen the obesity crisis. Obesity rates have been spiraling upwards for the past few decades because of junk food diets, sedentary lifestyles. And one Public Health England study last year claimed more than 40% of adults in England piled on the pandemic pounds with the average weight gain of 7 pounds. They think it was the comfort food, the pandemic stress, the stay-at-home orders. So, you know, this study, academics from Miriam's Hospital Weight Control and Diabetic Research in Rhode Island looked at 102,000 adult records. They were in their 50s and obese on average. They recorded the weight and body mass index of the participants twice a year prior to the first U.S. lockdowns in March 2020. Then they matched information log between April and November 2021. The average time between the weight measurements for both was about 2.5 months, and they found that people gained about 7.8 ounces in the period after the lockdown, but only 6.3 before COVID. And they didn't think the figures were significant. But when they looked at 83,678 participants who had their weight measured in person, they found people tripled the amount of weight in the spell before the lockdown than they did after the lockdown. So the study was published in JAMA Network Open. Doesn't definitively prove that COVID lockdowns didn't make us fatter, but it didn't seem to fuel the theory that has been out there. Here's my thing. I think it's very, very logical. Okay? A lot of us worked in settings where we were running around the office, flirting, talking, going down, talk to IT, you know, running over here, going to the lounge, moving around. Well, when you're home, and you have a small apartment, and you have a computer, and you're sitting at your computer, you're not running around like you are. You're not going in and out of your car. You're not, you know, you do move less. Your gym is closed. There is no way you could convince me that the lockdown did not affect some people's weights. I don't think it affected all people's weights because a lot of people like me, I worked out at the house. I mean, I just kept busy. Even if I walked back and forth in a room. And I told you guys, if you don't have exercise equipment, put the music on or put your favorite TV show on and walk back and forth in the living room. I know it's not walking outside, but honestly, if it's air conditioning and you feel safe and you're moving at least. I went up and down the stairs. I had a yoga mat. I have a treadmill. So I do think that there were people that gained. But I think the people who didn't want to gain and the people that were very conscious of it jumped on that and they were more religious about it. Yeah, I didn't overeat. I didn't overpanic. And the other thing, too, is when you get COVID, you don't feel like eating. You feel kind of crummy. You feel crappy. So people who did get sick, they didn't necessarily want to eat. A lot of them lost weight. So I wouldn't be surprised if overall they saw weight go down. But the problem is we do have some bad habits. Those of you that didn't get to work out at a gym for 6 weeks never went back to the gym. In some places, gyms were closed almost a year. And if you were working out at the gym, I get it. I'm a creature of habit. I need that consistency. So, you know, but what I told you back then is, you know, you can't just stop working out just because your gym is closed. You got to find out ways to exercise at home. You know, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Financial markets are in a tailspin a day after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates 0.75 percentage point. Here is market analyst Michael Farr.
People are more concerned about protecting what they have than they are about how much money they could make. That shift in sentiment sticks with you a long time, and it scares people out of the market.
Officials also cut their outlook for 2022 economic growth significantly, now anticipating just a 1.7% gain in GDP, down from 2.8% from March. According to his lawyer on Thursday, actor Kevin Spacey strenuously denies allegations of sexual assault as the Oscar winner appeared in a London court to face 5 charges of offenses against 3 men. Spacey sat in a glass-fronted dock during the half-hour hearing and was not asked to enter a formal plea. This is USA Radio News. Montana's largest city restarted its water plant Thursday after shutting it down amid record flooding that's caused widespread damage in Yellowstone National Park and surrounding communities. Residents in ravaged areas cleaned up from the mess and braced for the economic fallout while the park remains closed at the height of tourist season. The city of Billings had asked residents to conserve water because it was down to a limited supply when the Yellowstone River hit record high levels and triggered the closure of the treatment plant. Wealthy countries, including the European Union and the United States, have pushed back against efforts to put financial help for poor nations suffering the effects of global warming firmly on the agenda for this year's UN Climate Summit. Observers and campaigners attending a 10-day preparatory meeting in Germany express frustration at the resistance shown by developed nations to formally discuss how poor countries can get more aid when they're hit by climate disasters. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you keep hearing this term forever chemicals, yeah? And these forever chemicals are things that will affect our metabolism, could affect our hormones. And the Environmental Protection Agency is warning that 2 nonstick and stain-resistant compounds found in drinking water are more dangerous than previously thought. The 2 compounds are known as PFOA and PFOS. They have been voluntarily phased out by U.S. manufacturers, and there are a limited number of ongoing issues and the chemicals that remain in the environment because they do not degrade over time. The compounds are part of a larger cluster of forever chemicals known as the PFASs, that have been used in consumer products and industry since the 1940s. The EPA on Wednesday issued non-binding health advisories that set health risk thresholds for PFOA and PFOS to near zero. This was replacing the 2016 guidelines that had set them to 70 parts per trillion. So now they just want as little as possible. So the chemicals are found in products including cardboard packaging, carpets, firefighting foam. And, I mean, we're just surrounded. We're surrounded by these chemicals. Now, the agency is inviting states and territories to apply for $1 billion under the new bipartisan infrastructure law to address PFAS and other contaminants in drinking water. Money can be used for technical assistance, water quality testing, contractor training, and installation of centralized treatment. Several states have set their own drinking water limits to address this contamination, and many of the states are going to be tougher than the federal guidelines. The toxic industrial compounds have been associated with multiple health conditions, even including cancer, reduced birth weight. So according to Administrator Michael Reagan, people on the front lines of PFAS contamination have suffered far too long. The EPA is taking aggressive action as part of a whole-of-government approach to prevent these chemicals from entering the environment and to help protect concerned families from pervasive challenge. So PFAS stands for per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. So in your nonstick frying pans, your water-repellent sports gear, your stain-resistant rugs, your cosmetics, so many other consumer products, there's these chemical bonds, and they're super strong. And they're so strong that they don't degrade that easily. Or if they do degrade, they degrade very, very slowly. They could also float around and accumulate in the bloodstream. So the revised health guidelines are based on new science, they say, according to Fox News, and consider lifetime exposure to the chemicals. Officials are not confident that the 2016 levels of the below 70 parts per trillion were good enough. And they weren't convinced that they didn't have adverse health impacts. So they say while the new guidelines set acceptable risk below levels that can currently be measured, they say as a practical matter, EPA recommends that utilities take action against the chemicals when they reach levels that can be measured, currently about 4 parts per trillion. So national drinking water regulations are going to be coming later this year with the final rule next year. And then EPA is also issuing final health advisories for two chemicals that have been considered replacements. Now, one of these are known as Gen X chemicals. The other is known as PFBS. The Gen X chemical limit was set to 10 parts per trillion. The PFBS set at 2,000 parts per trillion. So I know some of you guys are looking at this going, okay, well, we're surrounded by this. How do you get yourself, chemical-free? Well, you can't. You know what I mean? Organic food might be, with less pesticides. But if these foods or these products are stored in certain containers, those things have chemicals too. So, you might be like, all right, good. You know, I'm drinking this water. It's pure. It's fantastic. But it's in a plastic bottle. And if it's in that plastic bottle, and that plastic bottle sits out in the heat, then you could get the PFA or the BPA into the water. Same thing with your organic strawberries. If your organic strawberries are on one of those little baby green plastic little containers, those containers have chemicals. When you see the produce boxes are lined with chemicals because they're supposed to be non-drip. And so if the fruit is wet and they don't want it getting soggy and there being fungus and things like that on the cardboard, the cardboard may be lined with chemical. So that, I don't like to, drive myself crazy with it. I know we're exposed. But if you can drink water from a glass, I would prefer you do that. Now, if you could use stainless steel, I like cooking with copper. I think that's pretty cool. But the more plastic, the more styrofoam, the more we expose ourselves to these chemicals. Yeah, I mean, am I going to stop wearing makeup? No. You guys are like, thank God. Yeah, I'm not going to stop wearing makeup. I wear makeup. And I need to wear makeup. And I get I'm exposed to chemicals on the makeup. But I just can't look the way I look, okay? I just can't, okay? I don't like the way God made me. So I'm going to have to cover it up and spackle and do whatever I have to do to look decent. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So black hair care is a multi-million dollar business. But these chemicals can also hurt and, in fact, cause cancer. According to a study from Breast Cancer Prevention Partners, parabens, which is a group of chemicals that prevents mold and bacteria from growing on beauty products, can trigger the growth of breast cancer cells. Toxic hair chemicals could therefore be increasing a black woman's chance for breast cancer. The study reported that while over 90% of people in the United States have parabens in their body, higher concentrations were found in women and black Americans. Additionally, hair products marketed and used in the black communities are more likely to contain parabens. According to Lindsay S. Trevino, one reason for the higher risk of breast cancer may be exposure to harmful chemicals called endocrine-disrupting chemicals in hair and personal care products. These chemicals mimic the effects of hormones on the body. The survey search for hair products that are paraben-free showed that fewer of those products are marketed to African-American women. Black women are more likely to buy and use hair products with these types of chemicals, but we do not have a lot of data on how parabens may increase breast cancer in black women. This is because black women have not been picked to take part in most research studies looking at this link. They say also studies to test this link have only used breast cancer cell lines from white women. So the study was conducted in a partnership with Bench to Community Initiative, which works with scientists, community members, breast cancer patients to reduce exposures to dangerous chemicals in hair and personal care products used by black women. And Boston's University Black Women's Health Study tracks 59,000 participants who enrolled back in 1995 and did not see a connection between moderate use of hair relaxers and higher risk of breast cancer. However, the study did state heavy use of lye-containing hair relaxers may be associated with a more aggressive form of breast cancer. Black women have a 41% higher death rate from breast cancer, according to Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So it doesn't necessarily mean that these hair products are causing the cancer, but there could be that association. There could be that correlation. And, you know, I've done hair straightening. So my hair is naturally curly. It's not super curly. It's wavy. And when I'm out in humidity, it gets very, very wavy, very curly. So I straighten my hair with a hair straightener. I have done chemicals like keratin washes that breaks down the keratin to smooth my hair because my hair looks frizzy after years of dyeing it. But most of what I do to my hair is the bleach, you know, because I like being blonde. And I'm not gray enough for just me to go naturally blonde. I still have, you know, some brunette hair. I was born blonde, but my hair got darker. And so I'm, you know, always conscious about, you know, what I do to myself and what's on my scalp. And, you know, I you know, work closely with my stylist, you know, Jerry, to, you know, and ask him questions all the time and, you know, try to get the latest research on it. But when people try to straighten their hair, sometimes the chemicals are very, very caustic. And we're breathing them in. They're getting absorbed in our skin. And so it's something that we need to be aware of. 1-877-DOCDALI.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, no secret about it. It is my birthday today. Happy birthday to me. And I always find it fascinating who shares a birthday with me. Tupac Shakur's birthday was June 16. Isaac Presley, his birthday's today. John Cho. Is it Joan Van Ark? I think her birthday, it's hard to remember. Daniel Brühl, he was in Inglourious Basterds. His birthday, MC Ren. So, I'm pretty happy. You know, I used to think Eddie Van Halen had the same birthday as me, but no. Phil Mickelson has the same birthday as me. It's a very, very, very special day. But whenever there is a birthday, I like to kind of, not every time there's a birthday, because everybody has birthdays. But I like to kind of go back to the history. Why are we celebrating them? I mean, where did this come from? You know, why am I demanding candy and a birthday cake? And I don't want anybody to sing happy birthday to me. I hate that. I hate when people sing happy birthday. You know, because you have to sit there. It's a long song. Happy birthday to you. And you can't smile that long. And you're like, oh, my gosh. So then I dance, you know, because it's like, well, what am I supposed to do, you know, while you're waiting to be sing? You know, and then you're at a restaurant and then they sing. And it's like, oh, man, no, nobody has to sing. It's okay. You know, it's like, where did all this come from? So birthday celebrations, I guess, in the olden days, coincided with astrology. So in later centuries, religious groups were kind of slow to adopt birthday celebrations in fear of adopting pagan rituals. But according to WCCO-TV, pagans thought that evil spirits lurked on days of major changes, like the day in which you turned a year older. They say ancient Greeks believed that each person had a spirit that attended his or her birth and kept watch. And that spirit had a mystic relation with the god on whose birthday the individual was born. That's according to a book, The Lore of Birthdays. So I guess, you know, I'm June, I'm a Gemini, so I don't really know which Greek god that would have anything to do with, but you guys might know more about that. But apparently one of them was around when I was born and are there to watch me. That's according to the Greek myths. All right, so, but I'm not interested in that. I want to know, why do we have birthday cake? Where'd that come from? Well, according to hankeringforhistory.com, cultures have been using celebratory breads and cakes for centuries. But the modern birthday cake, they believe, originated in Germany during the 1400s. Cakes might have been made with dough and sugar, but one thing they did in the olden days would throw buttons in the cake, rings, coins. When you cut the cake, if you received the piece with the ring, then marriage would be in your future. If you got the piece with the coin, financial luck would be in your future. If you got a button, I think that would be depressing. Right? Or maybe you'll get a new piece of clothing. So, you know, cakes and sweets and things, that's, you know, definitely medieval beyond, that's, you know, pretty, pretty common. Birthday cake frosting, I don't really know when that was discovered, but whoever came up with the frosting of the birthday cake, because I'm really big on frosting. I love frosting. I could just lick birthday cake all day long. That's yummy stuff. Now, what about blowing out the candles? Ancient cultures would add candles to foods for various reasons. And the reason why is the smoke would ward off evil spirits. They said it wasn't until the 1700s when Germany would adorn birthday cakes with candles for children's cakes called Kinderfest. Kinder is kids, fest is party. So each candle represented a year of the life with additional candles on, put on for future years. Well, since, you know, we obviously don't want to put 120 candles on a cake, that's why we do the one to grow. Now, what about the most popular birthday cake flavors? Okay, I love chocolate. You guys all know I'm a chocoholic. But when it comes to birthday cake, I think I like the white cake the best. According to a PR Newswire survey reported by 97.3 The Dog, they found the following flavors to be in the top 10 birthday cakes. Number 1 was chocolate. Number 2 was cheesecake birthday cake. Number 3 was chocolate chip. Number 4 was a vanilla or yellow cake. Number 5 was red velvet. Number 6 was marble cake. 7 was carrot cake. Carrot cake. Listen, carrot cake's yummy, but that's just not birthday cake. It's not. You can't do a carrot cake for birthday cake. Carrot cake is like a dessert you have, you know, any other time of the year. Lemon cake, coconut cake, and funfetti. I like funfetti. But cheesecake, some people, it's not even a cheesecake flavor cake, because they just want cheesecake. Again, cheesecake, it's like I'm going to have a tiramisu for my birthday. No, it's birthday cake. You got to have birthday cake. All right, so why do we give gifts? Again, it's believed the tradition of giving gifts was another attempt to ward off the evil spirits, as guests coming to the celebration were asked to bring good thoughts and gifts. Oh, I just want gifts. I don't really care about the evil spirits. But, yeah, so you bring a gift to ward off evil spirits. But you see, if that's the case, if somebody would be bringing garlic, or something, you know, what made them decide to bring like a, you know, a cool toy or, yeah. Now, where did the song Happy Birthday to You come from? So according to Wikipedia, Happy Birthday to You started in 1893. A school principal named Patty Hill and her sister Mildred composed a song entitled Good Morning to All. So it was Good Morning to All, Good Morning to All. And that ended up being the melody of our Happy Birthday to You. Wikipedia then describes the complete text of Happy Birthday to You first appeared in print as the final four lines of Edith Goodyear Alger's poem, Roy's Birthday. She published in her book A Primer of Work and Play, copyrighted by DC Health in 1901, no reference to the words being sung, but the first book included Happy Birthday lyrics set to the tune of Good Morning to All. They say that bears a date of publication of 1911 in The Elementary Worker and His Work, but earlier references exist to a song called Happy Birthday to You, including in an article from 1901 in the Inland Educator and Indiana School Journal. So what does all that mean? Well, it means most likely people were kind of singing Happy Birthday to You. My guess is I can't believe it didn't come out until the 1900s. I'm sure people were singing songs because, I mean, I sing songs about my cats and dogs, and it's not a published piece. So I'm sure people were singing for a while. Now, what is the most popular birthday gift? Well, it could be food, cake, song, ashtray. You know, my kids would make me an ashtray even though I don't smoke, and we haven't smoked in the last 30, 40 years. But the most popular gift is a gift card. So, gift cards are nice because then you get to buy it and last. When is my birthday today? Happy birthday to me. Which month has the most birthdays? So various studies have found August, September, and October to be the busiest birthday months, probably because during the winter people snuggle, you know, because they're cold. One Harvard study looked at babies between the years 1973 and 1999, and September 16th is the most popular birthday. So that's interesting. Which day is the least popular birthday? So for obvious leap year reasons, February 29th. There are the fewest number of people who were born on February 29th. But the month of January, per VizWiz, also has the least amount of birthdays. So I'm looking at a map. Most birthdays seem to happen in the summertime, but some of the least birthdays in January, which is interesting because you would think with the spring, you know, people would be getting out there and getting a little bit more amorous and all that. But, you know, if it's the fall, then that means, you know, late fall, early winter. It's probably the time that most people kind of, you know, get it on and make babies. See, personally, I think having a baby in the spring to summer is probably one of the most advantageous because then you don't have your kid, you know, born during flu season. So, you know, for us, we tried to plan it that way. But we did, you know, one of our kids we did have right before flu season. So, but he turned out okay, thank God. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.